Raman Lakshman. And you handed over these two young boys? Don't you know what is the reaction of this? I can burn your whole capital by my wrath. Then Jasarath came with folded palms. He said, please forgive me, I have done. Because Ram is most affectionate. By his separation we can't live. So I did, please forgive. Anyhow, the Ram and the Lakshman was given. He was taken on the way and put the same question. Then said, no, no, go by the straight way. No difficulty. Then he was satisfied and he was taken. Then there was Taraka Rakshasi and the others, group. They came to attack and they are killed. And then Vishwamitra knew that Raja Rajarshi Janak, he has declared the date of Sita Devi's marriage. And there is such condition. So I want to take you in that assembly. Yes, when my father has handed over us in your care, you know, wherever you will say, we shall go. Then Vishwamitra took Ram Lakshman to the assembly. And they are sitting in the assembly. And there was that great bow sent by Mahadev, Haradhanu, who will be able to break up that bow. He will get Sita as his wife. Now, previously Ramana attempted stealthily, privately, but he could not, he fled. Here also, so many kings assembled, but what to speak of breaking the bow, they can't lift it. And going to lift it, is breaking the leg and the hand in this way. Then the Rajarshi Janak, the father of Sita, he was disappointed and began to say in the assembly, what is this? The Biram Udbitalam. The earth is devoid of any hero. I have to understand this. The hero is living in this country. People, I don't think. When he began to say like this, Lakshman could not tolerate. He came out, jumping on the assembly. What do you say? Nidbiru Vitalam? The heroless one? My elder brother Ram is there, and I am to tolerate such remark. I can break it to pieces, but I don't like to do that. My respected elder brother is there. He can this way. Ram sitting very gently, meekly sitting there. Then all the eyes went to Ram. Very sober and the serious position Ram is sitting. Then some of the representatives of Janak came to Ram, approached Ramchandra. You can do it. Your posture, your figure, and your mental the appearance we can feel and understand that you may be able to do this, but you do not care to approach. So please, we appeal to you, you guys, to die. Then Ramchandra cast his glance to the Rishi Vishwamitra, who took them as guardian. Vishwamitra also, yes, you should do that. And you have faced with such incident, I think that you should try. Then getting his sanction, Ramchandra went. And he held it in his left hand, and when he was going to test how the jar means, the rope was connecting two ends of the bow, he was drawing the rope, and it was broken into two pieces. And there was a great noise sound. And anyhow, that was finished for the Bhanga, and the Sita was given in the hands of Ramchandra. Janak came to know that they are sons of Raja Dasarath. They are highly satisfied. And with Sita also, made arrangement to send to Ajodhya in his own chariot. But Parashuram, Bhaguram, he thought that none will be able to do this. He could not tolerate by nature, as he came for Nikhatriya. He was incarnation of Vishnu, Narayana, particular purpose, dedicated. He heard that that great sound when the bow was broken. And he was approaching, and Ramchandra also in the chariot is going to us back to his home, Ajodhya. And on the way, that great, bigger size, a tall size, Parashuram, he stood on the way. Where do you go? Ramchandra is going home. Oh, has he broken that great bow? Yes, he has broken. Yes. Amongst the Khatriyas, then again, heroic rising. I am still living. This rise I can't tolerate come from the Khatriya sect. Parashuram is still living. I want to measure the strength here. Then that old rotten bow you might have broken. But can he put connect the rope into this bow? Mine? He extended the bow to us now. Ramchandra then challenged what to do. Then he touched the bow, took. Parashuram was astounded. What is this? He took the bow and connected the rope from one end to another. That was a very hard thing to do. And he did that and he put the arrow and then asked where to throw this arrow, what is the aim, please recommend me. Then he was not flushed, but perplexed. But he had to give some reply to his challenging words. Destroy the path of my going into hell. You in that path of baggage. But Parshuram was very much perplexed and astounded. What is this? I am defeated in the hand of this boy. Told that when Parshuram extended his bow to Ramchandra, when Ramchandra touched that bow, the inspired potency, force was in Parshuram Shuktavesh that was drawn by Ramchandra. A bigger dynamo, bigger man, a full dynamo. And when small thing came in contact, that was attracted by this. And so Parashuram, and from that time Parashuram, no longer he could represent the transcendental potency, but as human being. He was reduced to human potency. And so Parashuram had to be defeated in the hand of Bhishma, his disciple. So Sita Devi was taken home. And then intimation that made Dasharatha to get his other sons also married in the house of Janaka. So Urmila, Mandavi and the others were also married, four sons, and they are taken there. And then when the installation time of Ramchandra came, there was some great catastrophe that Kaikeyi came with her. With her contract with Raja Dasharatha, that obligation, he wanted to be satisfied to her, and Ramchandra had to go to the forest life. When he was just going to occupy the throne, Sita Devi also followed Sri Ramchandra, and 14 years they had to pass. After 13 years, that Ravan carried her to Lanka, and 1 year she was captive there. And then there was a fight, and the Ravan with all his followers was killed, and Sita Devi was taken again back to Ayodhya. There are also so many things which what our understanding proper. How Sita Devi could be taken away forcibly by a demon. She is Lakshmi. Is beloved of Ramchandra, how it is possible, transcendental. They are existence is quite transcendental. Mahaprabhu explained this. Sita Rakriti Maya Haridharavam. The demon cannot see what is transcendental substance, what to speak of stealing or forcibly carrying. That was all. I was. Only a mere soul, as in the drama, we say, imitation. That was. Only to teach the public, the subjects, they have to play like this. Jagat Shikha. And so many things to be learned. Yeah. Ramchandra was so considerate, so indifferent, so courageous, but still his love towards Sita, affection towards Sita was so much that like a child he began to weep for days, nights and months after months. So much love he had for Sita. When Ravan was killed, Sita was taken in front of Ramchandra. A peculiar change. I can't take her. She lived a long time under the clutches of Ravan. I can't take her. Only that I am not a coward. One who has stolen my wife, I want to teach a lesson. So I have fought. I have finished my duty. But I can't accept Sita. She must give some test about his examination pass, about his chastity. But the public, this attitude was shown by Ramchandra. His followers began to weep and cry. What cruelty to our mother. We can't tolerate, especially Hanuman. Anyhow, the absolute order. Then the fire, he was a cheetah, was arranged, and Sita Devi entered that fire. Then fire finished, Sita Devi remaining there intact. No harm, no injury into her body. The people were astonished to see, and then Sita was taken by Ramchandra. Again, when Ramchandra, the Bharat is waiting, and there is another deal of Bharata. He wanted to get back Ramchandra on the throne, but Ramchandra did not come to accept the throne again. Then there was a contract that after 14 years he will come, and on your behalf I shall rule the country, making the throne and making the wooden shoe of you, putting on the throne on his behalf. I shall rule the country, that arrangement. So after 14 years, Ramchandra came and occupied the throne. Ramchandra had his spies, Raja Pushyati Karnadhyam. The kings hear by the ear, not by his eye. By the Charit Pashyanti, by the CIGs. One day, one CIG came, what's the matter, how the things going on in the country. It is very difficult to say. Today I have got a very worst news. Don't be afraid, say. Then I saw a quarrel between the wife and the husband in an ordinary family of a washerman. The washerman is saying to her, to his wife, Nahang before me, tang, Sairining, Paraveshwagan, Strainohi Vibhriyat Ramo, Sitang, Raghu, Ravano Veshwagan. I don't maintain you. You lived in another's house. The husband is rebuking the wife. You lived at night in another house, so I won't maintain you. That Stoina means henpecked Ram, he may accept Sita and maintain Sita who lived for 1 year in the house of Ram, Ravana. Ram may do it. He's henpecked. But I won't do this. This was reported to Ramchandra. Ramchandra became very serious. Asked Lakshmana, Raja Prakriti Ranjanath. Raja, the root meaning of the Raja, the king, Ranjanath, that his duty is to satisfy the subjects, the people. So, when I am king, I have got no independence of my own thinking. I must be guided by the will of my people. So, when such objection has been raised about my practice and the character, I must have to do something for this. So, Lakshman, my brother, you have done many things for me without any consideration of right and wrong. I ask you to. This is the matter. I want to leave Sita. You go and banish her in the forest. She, some days before, proposed to me that she want to see the tapovan of Valmiki. So, with that plea, you take her to the tapovan, that pure forest of Valmiki, and leave her there. Lakshman did so. He went to Sita, but you wanted to have a visit in the Valmiki Tapovan. Now, Ramchandra has granted that and they ordered me to take you to that place. Sita, because she could not apprehend suddenly that something, this catastrophe would come. She was rather cheerful, yes, take me there. And after taking her to that forest, then Lakshman began to shed tears under the tree. Why, Lakshman, you are crying? So, that this is the fact. This is the fact. You have come to banish me in the forest. Amongst these wild animals, animals, and this is the decision of my Lord. Yes, what can I do? I am not not independent. I have nothing to say, but only I am carrying the order. Please forgive me. Yes, what you can do? If he has ordered, of course, you cannot but obey that. Sita was pregnant, child at that time. Very near the Tapovan. The Valmiki rishis asked. Some of the disciples of Valmiki came and saw her there, reported to Valmiki. Valmiki knew everything because already he has written Ramayana, Ramacharitra. He was waiting for the day and he came and took her with much affection and adoration and put her in a cottage and treated her like a daughter, affectionate daughter, and she lived there and gave birth to two children, Love and Kusha. They grown up there and then Dashamedha Yagya that was proposed by the rishis and Ramchandra accepted that without Sita. But the rishis told that to perform a yoga, the formal necessities of a queen by your side. Ramchandra said, no. No, I won't be prepared to accept any other wife. It is not possible for me. Then what, how to do? The rishis came to his relief that you can construct a statue of Sita by gold. Golden Sita was constructed and taking her, that statue in her left, in his left, Ramchandra performed the yagya. Of course, that news came to Sita. Sita also thought he was going to perform yagya, so he must have to marry again. But when she heard from banishment that no, he is not going to marry a second time, but she has prepared my golden figure for the purpose. She could not be moved by the affection of Ramchandra. Then again, there was a yagya fight between Ram Lakshman and the sons of Sita, Lav Kush. They were defeated, and Valmiki came and made some peace between the two. Again, Ramchandra asked her another examination. That is test for something. That she do it much more. And asked her mother, please accept me, take me in your lap. It is told that there was a crack in the earth and Sita went in. And Ramchandra seeing this, he ran into that crack to get her back. But that was closed before Ramchandra, the door. Ramchandra had to come out empty-handed. And then, of course, he knew everything, sober and serious. A king, above all, he had to manage, look after the welfare of the people. Again, went back to the throne. And very shortly, there was another incident by which the Lakshman, his ever submissive brother, there was such a, happened such an occasion that Lakshman was also to be dead. Lakshman came in the assembly. Now, king, my elder brother, you have promised that if it happens such and such, you must abandon me. Yes, my brother, I am under painful necessity to grant you the parimar. Here we go. Lakshman went away. Sita Devi's life, the Lakshmi Devi, she came to show such ideal for our benefit. The whole life almost full of sorrow and pain and heart. Adherence, affinity, and chastity, devotion, abnegation, so many qualities have been there. The women section, they can be proud of such idea. All respects, Sita Devi's idea is immortal. Here in India, from long time, she died. Such selflessness, such affection towards the husband, affinity and purity, and how he could keep her purity under adverse circumstances. All these things to be learned from our example, our unparalleled example, Sita Devi. Our birthday passed perhaps yesterday. Sita Navam, Gaur Hari Bol. Birthday time,
9:15.
Quarter to ten. Any question from any side? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Srila Ramayana.
Daru, Datta. The hero Datta. Classification of the heroes. Ramchandra, the hero Datta. Sober and generous. Ramchandra's character is very serious, sober, and mixed with generosity, extreme generosity. Dhirodha. And Krishna's character is type Dhirodhita. Continued, pleasure-seeking life. That is Krishna's life. Dhiro Lodito. Lodito means very tasteful. Tasteful. Fascinating life. Charming life. Playful. And Dhiro Uddhato. Bhim. solar and cruel, rude, and dhira shanta, yudhishthira, solar and very meek, mild, is yudhishthira. Ramchandra, generosity and sublimity. Sublime and generous, very, very generous. You know, that attracts much. Heart-touching. Self-abnegation to the extreme. But the little complaint of a single and subject, devotee of man, ordinary man, he is sacrificed to the highest extent. A remark from a man, so many lakhs, crores of men, and the remark came from an ordinary man, and the maximum sacrifice for man. And Sita Devi's adherence to such husband, to the extreme, the last day. And Ramchandra's abnegation. No matter, Dasharath had several thousands of queens. Ramchandra's father, Dasharath, had innumerable queens. But Ramchandra, only a single wife. And also he prayed with her in such a merciless way. So it is possible only for the Lord to set an example here in the earth, that we must not be allowed us to be guided, to be attracted by the so-called luxury, ideas of luxury. Which is very mean, the pleasure of this mundane world. Truth is above all, and we must, that should be the ideal of our life, the beck and call of the truth. We shall try to live a life of a surrendered soul with our eyes fixed on the aim, that is truth. We shall live a life for the truth and not for the amount of pleasure and the comfort which we may be proposed from this plane. So these ideas rather helps us to select our ways and ideas and goals and show us our brilliant future, what way we are to go. These are all trifles. We must trample down under our feet all the prospects proposed by this mundane world. And the truth is truth, and we must aspire after to be subservient to the truth and to the high ideal. And this is nothing. We must trample down. This inspiration we get from the character, from the example of Ramchandra and Sita Devi. It will elevate our standard of our life, and it will supply energy in the back to substantiate that idea. We shall imbibe energy from such character to our own idea. So how inestimable goodness we imbibe from such character, can't measure that. So we are infinitely indebted to this character of Sita Devi, Ramchandra, etc. Let them bless us with their more goodwill and grace, that we pass through the temptations of this world towards the higher goal which we have anyhow come to accept Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur. Yes, what was your question?
Well, you said that Hanuman was the most intense example of Dasya Rasa.
Yeah.
So I was wondering that it seems that generally in the scripture, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, for Dasya Rasa, they're mentioned Patraka, Chitraka.
Yes,
so why they did not mention Hanuman?
That is in relation relativity of Ramchandra. When Krishna is Ramchandra and Hanuman, Hanuman's service and ideal, cut a very bright figure, good, conspicuous figure. And the Leela of Ramchandra was such that Hanuman's duty had an important part, a role. But Krishna when in Vrindavan, the Raktaka, Patraka, Chittaka, that is only in Vrindavan, not in Dwaraka. But he was in the midst of so much service that coming to him from different quarters, the Raktaka, Chittaka are drowned there. And as you go there, Yashoda says, oh, Raktaka, bring some water. Cleanse this place. So Yashoda's idea has overshadowed all these characters, small characters. Dasya Sokho Vatsalya Madhuro were gradually higher, and the higher has subdued the Dvata, the Vatsalya and the Madhura and the Vatsalya having the higher position, and then Sokho Rasa. Especially these three are meant in Vrindavan. Other rasas are found elsewhere. But this sokha, this type of sokha, real type of sokha, Vatsalya and Madhura, not to be had anywhere else but Vrindavan. So beautiful, so intense, so great. Never found anywhere. And the Krishna, the ideal also, should be of that type as to attract, to draw such type of friendly service and this ideal service and the consort service. It depends on the ideal and also the paraphernalia both. Dasya is subject, Dasya plus confidence, then comes Sokho. Sokho is also service. Everything is service. Vatsalya, the weeping Yashoda, that is also service. Without serving spirit, none can approach the absolute. But all service, the different type of service. Vatsalya parents, they are also serving. Outwardly, Krishna is carrying the wooden shoe of Nanda on his face, on his head. But Nanda is serving. He's sending the shoe on his head, that is also a form of service. Helping him to show such a play. Also, without serving spirit, none can enter the domain of the Absolute. So, friend, they are climbing over the shoulder, sometimes giving a slap, Baladev giving a slap, Yashoda weeping, all service, we have to understand. All with serving, kalyan, kamana. This wretched boy do not know how to go on in his life.